This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Silent discos have been coming to Smelt Bay on Cortez Island over the past summer. They've been sprouting up from time to time, including a well-received silent disco this past Saturday, October 1st. I caught up with Mary Lloyd, the silent disco DJ, to find out more about these interesting events. You've done a couple of silent discos over the summer now, right?
Yeah, always at Smelt Bay so far. Did one in May and it was super fun. And the tide was way out 300 meters. And I was a little shocked. I said low tide, but it was this little tiny little bit of sand to dance in. But it was fun. We just spread out to the sides and the grass behind. We were allowed. Given permission to dance on the grass behind. So it was lovely. It was a really hot day for October. Yeah, it went really well. And then it's been suggested that I do another one at Manson's Lagoon with when it's sunset or night and you can have the glowing. Yeah, that would be fun. But I love doing sunset dances. That's normally what I do in sunset and full moon. I do a monthly full moon dance in Victoria. I've been doing that for about over 2 years. And it's a circle. We have a circle and then we do a ecstatic dance. And then I also do a weekly dance on a beach there. I've been doing that for over 2 years too. At least once a week, I've got something going on. Yeah.
And that's in Victoria. Beautiful.
I've also done a dance on Denman. I was invited to Denman by some people that were coming all the way to Victoria to dance with me. And I just went to them and I'm invited to come back in October to do another dance there. I really want to do some on the different islands because and also in the more outlying areas outside of Victoria, because it's quite saturated with dance opportunities in Victoria itself. And I'd really like to get out to the people that so they don't have to drive into town all the time.
Yeah. So what can we maybe expect in the future on Cortez? You said Manson's Lagoon, but going into the colder weather, have you looked into doing any dancing indoors?
I do some dances in this round sanctuary in Victoria, but I would love to do, I guess here you've got the Gorge Hall and the Mansons. I'd love to do something there. The woman that's going to start the dance temple here has invited me to be part of that too. But I also just do my own thing. When I started my dances during COVID outdoors, and I've also danced with her indoors at dance temples before that. We're going to hope to do some things.
How many dances have you organized on Cortez now?
That was my second one I did this past Saturday. I'm hoping to come monthly. I love it here. I'd like to, if there's interest, I'm happy to do indoor or outdoor. I have been called Intrepid and I have done outdoor dances year round. And in Victoria, even on New Year's Day, we did a dance in the snow. We had an actual fire in the middle of the field in a pot. And then we did a ritual of releasing and letting go and people loved it. But yeah, I usually have a fire pot and candles and make it really beautiful. Yeah, so I would continue doing outdoors if there was interest and we could find good locations. I'd love to do a forest dance if we could do a forest dance. Yeah, I also would love to do a hiking in dance if people wanted to wear the headsets and hike in. And it could combine mindfulness. I'm also almost finished my mindfulness meditation teacher training with Jack Kornfield and Tara Brock. I have just a few more months to go. And then I'd love to do something where we maybe hike in silence or with a really grounding playlist. Then we do an ecstatic dance and then we might do stretching or mindfulness and then walk out with socializing after.
So how has the turnout been at the first two events?
Yeah, we had over 20, I think a little over 20 at the first one. And that one was fun because it had all ages. There was a baby in a snuggly and there was toddlers and kids. And I always say all ages and kids are free. And then the second one, we didn't have any kids. We had about 20 of us. Yeah, it's about 20 that come out. Yeah, it was fun. It was a lovely group.
Is 20 enough to make it feasible for you? Does it work with that amount of people?
Yeah, it helps pay my way here, plus a bit more. It's just more fun if it's a bigger group, I find, though. I've had, like in Victoria, I've had silent discos up. The biggest ones I've done are with the grade 4 or 5s. I've been asked to come and do some events with them because I've worked in the school system quite a bit. And I did one for Earth Day last year for grade 4 or 5s, French and English. And we had 140 headsets in use on a beach there. And I did a circle and talked about the medicine wheel and the earth element. And then we did some intention setting for being earth stewards, and then had some different art activities I set up at stations and earth mandalas using seaweed and stuff. And then we danced, and they got to have some of their popular songs too, which they liked. I will do by request stuff too.
Awesome.
If I'm on the island anyways, and I'm doing a dance, I'm happy to also just rent out headsets if somebody wants to do their own thing. With here, you don't really need to worry that much about making noise. You can just make noise with speakers whenever you want, not like in apartments in the city. But if people did want to try it for like birthday parties and things, I can rent out headsets. And I actually do K-3 dance circles in the schools. I call it Move It. And I did training as a dance, your abilities facilitator, dance as medicine facilitator. So I'm certified in those. And I do offer a K-3 class where they can do their own moves. And then everyone copies their moves. And there's a whole little thing I do with them that they like. Yeah. It's more structured than ecstatic dance.
Okay, cool. Have you offered your services to the Cortez Island School or CIA?
I haven't contacted them yet, but Lorinda came out to my dance on Saturday, and she'd really like to get me working, doing freeform movement with the older kids, maybe with all the kids, as part of their creative dance requirements, but make it a little more spontaneous and fun for them. Yeah, I'm totally into that.
That's awesome. Okay, so what is your maximum amount of headsets that you could provide for an event on Cortez?
Oh, I could bring, as long as I didn't have an event going on in Victoria at the time, I could bring, sometimes they get damaged, so I don't know how many I have exactly functioning right now, but somewhere around 190 to 195.
Wow, that would be really cool to see that many people on Cortez dancing on Smelt Bay.
It is fun. And we could even do it like right in town too.
Beautiful. How can people find out if there's going to be future events?
Yeah, I posted it on Facebook last time. But if you're not a Facebook person, I also collected a list of the emails of everyone who attended who wanted to go on a list. And then I can just contact people directly. I'd like to get poll people about the genre, preferences around genres. And like I don't just do global fusion, ecstatic dance waves. I've also done like soul, funk, reggae. And I do an annual dance on Bob Marley's birthday that had 72 people out. I guess it's a popular one. And then that was super fun. And yeah.
So can people contact you to get on that list?
Yeah, info@silentdjvictoria.com and just put Cortez in the subject. And I'm going to create a separate email list. If there's enough interest, I can do dance outdoors on Cortez and make a Facebook group. I love doing things by request too. I had a fellow that asked me to do, what was it called? Uplifting something trance out of Germany. And he gave me some artists and I created a playlist for them and people loved it. It was called Euphoric Uplifting Trance. So I actually have a really great Euphoric Uplifting Trance playlist I'd love to share. But no, I do all kinds of genres. So I'm open. And I will do popular stuff. I'm not that familiar with pop music, but if people give me artists and different things, I'm happy to do that as well. And I know there's people on the island that I've met that want only acoustic, not electronic. And that'd be exciting to do an acoustic only playlist.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.